Photo by Carolina Grabowska on Pexels.com. Back in 2006, I was a young buck. Even before this, I had worked my ass off since I was 11. When other kids were doing the fun summer stuff, I was working, saving and building credit. Purchased a home and land when I was 20, I was happy and content. I had a nice house, pond, car, two cats, two dogs, and even koi fish in the pond. Life was good, some would even say great. It was a great year for business. I don't know if you remember 2007, but it seems a bit similar to 2020 and even 2021. I, like so many people, got fucked, if you remember the credit crunch and everything got inflated and big banks were crooks. Personal opinion. The stock market went down like a boulder rolling down the hill. People lost everything, and what they didn't lose, the banks were just in waiting like fucking wolves. I shouldn't even give them that, like fucking vultures, that's better. While normal people lost it, big business got rescued by Big Brother, US government. I struggled keeping operating costs down and still tried to keep employees happy when everything was costing so much more money. I would raise prices to compensate and lose business, I would try lower quality product to save money, lost more business. By 2010 I was in real trouble. Never been late on any payment in my life up to that point and was scared about what to do next. Meanwhile, banks such as Bank of America got billions of dollars to use to get out of debt and pay their executives millions in TARP funds as a bonus. I was confused and frustrated about that. Here we are trying everything to make a living and coming up short, and all these banks and corporations are getting bailed out. Really, what the fuck? My experience during this time period can mostly be echoed throughout the country. Originally get a loan from Countrywide Home Loans, they sell it off to BAC, after a year or so they sell it off to Bank of America. BOA holds the loan and then is like a python calling every 3 days, can you pay today? Hold the fuck up, dude. First, I'm in shock that my loan has been switched so many times, never asked me if this was alright, plus I am already scared and frightened about missing 1, 2, 3 payments. By this time, recovery in the business and around the country was making a comeback slowly. But I was too far behind. I was 4 months behind on my house payment. Trying to find a solution, when I sold my car and paid that loan off, I had about 6 grand left, made a cashier's check and sent that bitch to BOA. It was more than enough to get me caught up and then some. A few days later, I get the check back with a letter saying they have foreclosed on my loan and I had to be out by September. I was shocked, pissed, and bewildered, felt betrayed by the US government for giving all the money to the banks to stay afloat while the banks were shitting on their customers. Left and right, we heard of people losing their homes and businesses. I had to sell mine, and lost everything. Starting over at 31 with a foreclosure on your credit report, no banker will even see you. It's been 10 years of fights with the State Tax Commission, IRS, and credit bureaus, still my credit worthiness is frankly crap. Going from 807 in 2006 to under 600 in 2020, it's a never-ending joke. I look at the current state of the economy and see so many similarities it is frightening. The picture below is so close that even if I was able to get a loan, the same shit is going to happen. Borrower beware. https://fortune.com/2020/11/30/SP500/SPX2009/2020/December/Outlook/Stock Market Prediction/. With inflation going crazy and the government giving out money like it's nothing plus lowering interest rates, we are doomed to fail again. And as always, the feds will step in and give made-up money to the big corporations to save their asses. Meanwhile, anyone with a loan will be in deep shit because again they will be overlooked. I do give credit to government for helping people that needed help, but with the money should have been a warning that said something like, don't spend this unless absolutely necessary. Stimulus packages are good and all, but when you provide more money for unemployment than the regular person makes a month, there is no reason why people will be willing to work. This is evident in big and small cities around the country. Big and small companies. Even Burger King in a populated area full of college students has to close at 7 or 8 p.m. because no one is willing to work. Even poor college kids. What's wrong with this picture? Apparently the government didn't think twice about asking small business if making them shut down all the way, increase the unemployment benefits, and then only to open again if staff are sitting on 2 times more than they were making at the job. Just sitting on their asses doing nothing would hurt us. It doesn't seem that anyone raised this question to any encomiast or accountant in either White House. With all that is going on, the country is going to break. Beef, hog, chicken, oil, even frozen food all are going up in prices. And as the US dollar keeps losing value and nobody wanting to work. White House just giving money away out of nothing, we as a country are fucked. I see terrible things are going to happen and it won't be long till we will not be able to recover. With people collecting checks from Uncle Sam, putting that into loans for cars, houses, or just plan stupid shit. We are going to recycle 2007 to 2010, but it will be far worse because we will have no money left to bail out anyone or anything. Think, Great Depression, but three times as bad and 150 million more people to deal with broke and homeless. https://theday.co.uk/stories/world-faces-worst-crisis-since-great-depression. We need to be smarter. Thank you for reading or listening. Yours truly, Captain Cook.